Good morning to my podcast listeners. This is Justin Nyoni, Old Money University, and today I'm kind of doing this talk from my run, so the sound might not be as good, but what am I thinking about this morning? Not giving up. How important is it to stick with it? How important is it to keep your motivation up, to keep your energy up, to keep your energy levels up all the time? To work on your mindset, to be deliberate. Every single time I woke up in the morning and I wasn't feeling all that great, I've got two books I need to finish. But, you know, anyway, the whole point is it takes a deliberate effort to put yourself in that mindset. I'm going to achieve. I'm going to do what I set out to do. I'm going to get where I said I'm going to go. I'm going to execute. So the execution part is hard. It's difficult. It's one of the most difficult things for entrepreneurs like you and me. And today I just wanted to post something short, but it's a motivational scripture. These guys were talking about not giving up and not accepting excuses. And this is so powerful. It's corny, yeah. Right now people are trying to kind of make it into some sort of a corny thing. But when you wake up in the morning and you're looking at adverse circumstances and you have to execute, when you're every bone in your body, you don't feel like it, you realize how important it is to have good words in your ears, to have people who are motivating you, who are putting something positive in your spirit. A lot of people who are criticizing this thing are, you know, when people are in a comfortable place, it seems like all this motivational stuff is really, really, it's like false hope. But when you're in the trenches, you know, and right now I've been in the trenches all my life, but when you're in the trenches trying to build something new, you know, and that's the thing about being an entrepreneur, is that you're not like the guy who's an employee who every year has been predictable, somewhat predictable. But when you're an entrepreneur and you have to launch a new product, and you know, it's like a whole new experience, and you've got the fear, you've got the anxiety, you've got the, you know, you have to start a new business, you have to start. So it's you know, being an entrepreneur, it's almost like you're being reborn. You're a junior every single time. So I mean, it's that anxiety of every time you have to, you never become like the senior anything, you know. There's always that wanting to achieve. There's always that that new challenge. You get into a new business. You know, that kind of a thing. So we need this kind of motivation. We need these kind of good words in our ears. We need, especially if you're listening to me from Africa, any place in Africa, we need this. Our challenges are so great. Our challenge is so huge. Yesterday, it was amazing. I was having a chat on this group from ex-schoolmates from high school. But anyway, the whole topic goes back to the challenges in Africa. And when we look at the context of where we live here in Africa, we're facing huge, huge challenges. And just to catch up, and the world is going so fast. If you look at, I like what Tom Peters once said: if you're still in control, you're not going fast enough. And I will say, if you're still in control, you're not really knowing what's going on. You know, those people who are comfortable aren't really in tune with what's happening in technology right now. You know, those who are and who can see what's happening in all these industries, who are on the cutting edge of it. I mean, what we have and what we're, the kind of emotion that I'm facing is, it's almost fear, trepidation. And you're thinking, we are really lagging behind as a continent, and the challenges that we're facing and the kind of discussions that we're having aren't really kind of tallying, you know. So more than ever, we need peak performance. We need peak performance in anything. We need to be peak performance. And the challenge is great, because it's not, our culture doesn't accept new products and new people as easily as other cultures. And some people might take offense to that, but it's not really meant to be an offense. But it's an observation, both from experience. And people kind of tend to be a bit testy when you make generalizations about culture and race. But some of them are true, and I think they are guides. The reason why we generalize, and we are being given that gift to generalize abstractly, is the fact that you can make observations, you know, and through those observations we can make things better. And I think, yeah, our culture, we really have a hard time accepting new products, new businesses, new leaders, and that's made it easier from my perspective, for old leaders to stay in power for long. Because generally, it's easy for a culture that likes things to stay the way they are. They like the status quo and is not very comfortable with change. You know, but the issue is we're living in a world that's changing so fast, and the less we change, the more, you know, it's the speed of change that also that's happening, and the requirements that, you know, the world we live in right now, we're required to change a lot. We're required to upgrade our skills. Everything is changing. And one thing I've seen is that the people who don't change or who don't need to change are people who shield themselves from the outside world, from market forces. You know, it reminds me when I, you know, visit my granny or visit my grandpa in the rural areas in Zimbabwe where I come from. You realize their life doesn't require much change, you know, because they shield it from change, because you're in this enclosed environment, you know, and that we can do the same thing in our country where, you know, we've kind of like put barriers up in our countries. And the thing is, what happens is we've put barriers up in our countries and our citizens don't have to feel the full force of the markets. But in time, we all feel the full force of the markets. So anyway, without further ado, let me take you straight to the speech for today. Hope you be encouraged. Hope you be uplifted. And I hope you tell a friend, please subscribe to the channel. If you're listening, please subscribe. Press the subscribe button, please subscribe. Tell a friend. Let's grow the community. And let's discuss things that affect us. And be blessed. I'll see you when this party is over. Cheers.
As you go through the challenges of life, and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you. Don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go.
So that if there is no value proposition at hand, then you have no meaning to justify the difficult conditions of your life. And that's brutally difficult for people.
Turning a want into a crushing need is one of the most useful processes that you can master.
Defeat and failure is the greatest thing that could ever happen. Because when you're successful, you tend to not learn anything. Failure teaches you your limits. It makes you realize what you did wrong. It shows you what you could do differently.
Our life right now is the sum total of all the decisions we've made up to this point. If you forgot half of what you know, half of your expertise, half of the conversations you've had, half of the people you know, half of the words you know, how effective would you be? You wouldn't be. But what if you could retain twice as much, maybe in a fraction of the time? How much more effective would you be?
Don't worry about whether this is hard or it's taking a very long time. Just invest in yourself every day, unabashedly, going after it.
See, most people engage in low life living, low risk living. This God said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best. And if you cannot become your best, you can't be happy.
Understand, pain is a very powerful motivating factor. So understand that life is very difficult, and that you're down a path towards something really, really bad unless you get your act together and try that first thing. Take that first step. Do whatever it is that you thought you couldn't do, and don't be afraid, because that is the most important moment in your life.
If you constantly remind yourself, after every defeat, after every setback, every time you get knocked out, you will fail your way to success.
And so if your life isn't everything it could be, you could ask yourself, well, what would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you?
You have a viewpoint, a perspective. It's like the lens on a camera. And it's through that lens that you view the world and you view people and you view events. And so your attitude, how you look at the world, will determine what you get in life.
The big thing, and this is why I always tell people, there need to be two things true about the goals you're trying to accomplish. One, they need to be honorable, and two, they need to be exciting. I legitimately am excited about the thing that I'm trying to build. And because I value myself for the sincere pursuit of this thing that is both exciting to me and honorable, in that it's, you know, going to lift people up if I actually accomplish it, and I'm holding myself accountable to actual results, but the game of trying to turn my potential into usable skills that can do something tangible in the world to make that goal that's exciting and honorable come true, because all of that game is predicated on making sure that I love the time in the field, that I'm leaving everything out on the field, and I value myself for that. I don't value myself for accomplishing it, but I value myself for actually trying to pursue it.
If you're focusing on this person to give me that thing, my parents didn't give me that thing, that's you creating your attitude. You're building it. It's something, it's like a crystallization process. Something, this crystal starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger as each new crystal is added. And you crystallize this negative, defensive attitude towards life, and that's what you're gonna get.
You will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson.
You can take these tentative steps on your pathway to destiny, and you can assume that you're going to do it badly. And that's really useful, because you don't have to beat yourself up. It's pretty easy to do it badly. But the thing is, it's way better to do it badly than not to do it at all.
And I'm saying to you, whatever you got to do, do it, because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender.
The only thing that I think people should fear is standing still. So I've often said that running 1,000 miles an hour in the wrong direction is better than standing still.
The obstacle is the way. If you have that attitude where obstacles are actually the path forward, nothing's going to stop you.
For now, what you want to focus on is you're hopelessly average. Amazing. And now it's about recognizing that the average human being is designed to learn and grow and to get better. And so now it's a question of, how do we put enough time and energy into something to actually get better at that thing?
Okay, this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And please, please, please subscribe. Hold Money University on Spotify. Let's grow the community. Tell a friend and send me a message. Please, I would like to hear from you, where you're listening from. If something has been of encouragement or has helped you in any way, I would really, really appreciate it. Hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook. And I'll see you next time.